Gotcha. Oh, we have a small choir today. Wow. Annabelle's gone. Robin and Jamie are gone. Celebrating Pentecost today. You know, it is the birthday of the church, and we frequently, you know, dress up or wear special clothes for birthdays and have special decorations for birthdays, and so that's what we're doing today. Didn't the worship committee do a fine job with all of these? They did a great job. And I want to give a special credit to Iris Guy, who made that beautiful banner that we have hanging up there for Pentecost Sunday. And we're going to not do announcements, but we're not going to do the passing of the peace until a little bit later on in the service. I have it planned for after our prayer of confession, we pass the peace. So that's a good time to do it. For today, it being Pentecost Sunday. Let's bow our heads and pray. We pray, dear God, that you will light us with your fire. Keep us strong, guide and direct us, and show us the way you would have us go. We praise your holy presence and thank you for the gift of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Can you hear me better? All right. The announcements for the week are in here. I do have a couple of special announcements. One is for the food bank, which is a wonderful ministry that we have here. We do need volunteers to help with the food bank, at least 5 to 6 people every 2 weeks, and it is this Friday, and it's just in the morning. If you could help, let Larry Rude know. To volunteer. And also, I think Mr. Huey has something he wanted to say. Don't look so surprised.
Yeah. I'm Huey Danley, and I'm not anything like she is, just that she was. I am from Alabama, so that's from deep south. So I got to say, ain't God good?
Ain't God good.
Over the past months, there's been tragedy at my house, but I would like to say that there has been more praise than tragedy.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Audrey Fry's brother-in-law, and I belong to this lady here. Over the last months, Audrey had a heart attack, broke her hip, and other various things happened in my house. But through it all, you people, with the love of Jesus, has intervened. You have sent flowers, cards, called, visited, food, anything that a family could do for another family. You people here at Calvary has done for my family, and I thank you so very much.
Amen.
And Audrey thanks you so very much. Amen. With the love of Jesus, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Thank you. That's wonderful. And it's good to have family in the Lord. We have opening words on the back of the bulletin. Yes, we got one more announcement. Sorry. That's okay. Amen. Okay. Opening words on the back of the bulletin. Do they sing? When the world divides us, Holy Spirit. When the world calls us orphaned,
Holy Spirit.
When the world leads us astray,
Holy Spirit. Call us home.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
If you would stand and turn to page 347 in your hymnals, we'll sing the Spirit song.
Fill your heart and satisfy your soul.
boys and girls. How are you? I have something for you today, but I have to admit, I discovered at the last service that these birthday hats that I have here for you are a little bit defective. So let's see if I can get at least one of these to work. Yeah, somebody tried to strap them over a head that was too big, Andy said. That was me. That was Ron Coleman. Let's see. Can you put this hat on your head there, AJ? None of these hats are working. I'm so disappointed because I was going to talk with you about birthdays. Don't we like to do special things on birthdays? What do we do special on birthdays? What do, sweetie? We get presents. Okay. You're tired? Okay. You want me to help you? You want to come here and let me hold you? Come here. Aw. Oh, what a big boy. He's so tired. Aw. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. There you go, sweetie. What else do we do special at birthdays? Do we sometimes we wear special hats, and sometimes we have special cakes, we have decorations, and we honor birthdays because they're pretty special, aren't they, when you have a birthday? You're another year older. Well, today is the church's birthday. The church is another year older. And not just this church, but the whole Christian church all around the world, because today is Pentecost, and Pentecost means 50th day, and it's the 50th day from Easter. It's the 50th day after Easter is when we celebrate Pentecost. And Easter's on a different day every year, so our birthday's on a different day every year. But we celebrate. You have a birthday too, don't you? Yes. And I bet you get all dressed up in a pretty dress, a frilly dress with petticoats. I used to wear these petticoats when I had my birthday. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we're going to say happy birthday to the church today. Can you sing with me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. Oh, oh. What's the matter, Ashton? There's someone else who's upset. Jaden's going to give her a little kiss, isn't she? Well, we sing happy birthday to the church. We wear red. That's another reason we wear red, is we're celebrating the birthday of the church and the gift of the Holy Spirit, who changed everything for the disciples when the Holy Spirit came. They weren't this lost, sad little group of people like they were right after Jesus died. They were filled with God's Spirit, and that's what we pray for this church, that we are filled with God's Spirit. And that empowers us. That empowers us to go to the rest of the world and to share that great love that we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of your Spirit, and we pray your blessing upon this church, that you will continue to empower us year by year as we celebrate Pentecost and the birthday of the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now you can have candy. There you go. Jaden, you want a piece of candy? Here you go, Ashton. I'm real sorry these hats didn't work. That'll teach me to buy things at the dollar store. Because you can't really get a whole lot for a dollar. It turns out. We continue to serve and worship our Lord today with the giving of our gifts, our tithes, and offerings. I invite the ushers to please come forward. Let us pray. For your great good love, precious Lord, and all your good gifts to us, including the gift of the Spirit, we give you heartfelt thanks and praise every single day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
On the mountain, my Lord spoke. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Looked all around me, it looked so fine. I asked my Lord if all was mine.
Jordan River runs right cold, chills the body, not the soul. Ain't but one train on this track runs to heaven and right on back.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in the heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
You know, I noticed some words that I had never noticed before. If you turn to page 404 in your hymnals, and you see Every Time I Feel the Spirit, what we just heard the choir do for us. At the bottom of the second verse of page 404, and it says, ain't but one train on this track runs to heaven and right back. Amen. We have heaven-bound people that are coming back, my friends, to show us and to be with us and to guide us and to give us spirit, I'm going to invite you to join with me in the confession, which is printed in your bulletin, and then we will have a pardon. Following the pardon, I will invite us to exchange the passing of the peace. Let us pray together. We confess we have fired our tongues to wound others. We divide ourselves and forget to live in the peace you promise us in Christ. Forgive us, we pray. Free us to praise you in our words and our deeds. Like the rush of a violent wind, the Holy Spirit filled the house, changing each language and making them one. With this same Holy Spirit, God will make us one. After I repeat these words of pardon, I want you to repeat them back to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Drums of war separate us, create fear, and name enemies. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, our hearts beat to a different song of peace and hope. A song where enemies become friends, and friends become brothers, and even strangers become sisters. So I ask you now to turn to your family in Christ and share signs of peace of the Holy Spirit. Let's exchange peace.
Thank you.
green light sign. Oh, can you hear me now? Okay. The scripture reading this morning is from Acts 2:1-21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in their own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, declares God, that I will pour out my spirit upon flesh, and you, your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.' This is the word of God for the people of God."
As some of you have through your own personal experience, there are a few things in life more difficult than to experience the loss of one's child. Jim Wallace, in his book, Who Speaks for God, tells about a very sad and terrifying event that occurred during the war in Sarajevo not too many years ago. A reporter was covering the violence in the middle of the city when he saw a little girl fatally shot by snipers. The reporter threw down his pad and pencil and rushed to the aid of a man who was holding the little girl. And he helped them both into his car, and they rushed off toward the hospital. "Hurry, my friend," the man urged. "My child is alive." A moment or two later, he pleaded again with the reporter. "Hurry, my friend, my child is still breathing." A little later, he said, "Hurry, my friend, my child is still warm." But when they got to the hospital, the little girl was gone. "This is a terrible task for me," said the man. "I must go tell her father that his child is dead. He will be heartbroken." And the reporter was amazed. He looked at the man and said, "I thought she was your child." And the man said, "No, but aren't they all our children?" I think that's one of the great questions of our age. Aren't they all our children? It's a question that deserves an answer. Aren't they all our children? Those who live under our roof and those who reside with another family? Those to whom we are related, as well as those whom we have never known. Aren't they all our children? Those on our side of the border, as well as those on the other side, those of our nation, no more or less than those of another? Aren't they all our children? Those who worship like us and those who worship differently, those who look like us and those who do not, aren't they all our children? The well-educated and the under-educated, the well-fed and the underfed, those who are secure and those who are at risk? Because aren't they all our children? The highly valued and the highly esteemed, as well as the castaways and the lost. Aren't they all our children? Aren't they all our responsibility? All of them, ours to nurture, ours to protect, ours to love? I really don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the survival of our world hinges on the answer to that question. To say they are not all our children is to condemn the world to more struggle. Family against family, group against group, and nation against nation. Aren't they all our children? If we say yes, can we ever again pit them against each other? Mother Teresa said, "If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other." Aren't they all our children? There may be no greater question for our generation, and how we answer that question will determine the shape of our world for years to come. In every place where people are divided, Christians and Christ followers who are filled with the Spirit are called to be at work bringing peace and reconciliation. In every place where there is grief and pain and hatred and conflict, God's people are called to bring forgiveness, comfort, healing, and compassion. In every place where people are weak and vulnerable, God's people are called to strengthen and empower. The gift of Pentecost, like most gifts we receive, are not for us alone. The gift of Pentecost is the inspiration and the empowerment we need to become those who, like Christ, seek to empower others. It is the strength to stand against injustice, oppression, and exploitation. It is the strength to embrace the sacrifices we must make in order to serve the weakest and the most vulnerable among us, which is every child. Every child. The Pentecost Spirit drives us back into the world to engage it, to serve it, because they are all our children. Amen and amen. We talk about the birthday of the church and the gift of the Spirit, and like the gifts that we share at God's table, which we are going to partake of momentarily, they aren't for us alone. We don't own these gifts. These gifts belong to all of us. So we are invited to come, but we're also invited to remember those who do not yet know that the gift is for them. And so don't hold on to that gift. It's given to you so that you may give it away. When Jesus had a meal with his friends, he took the bread that they were to share with each other, and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, and it is broken for you. When you eat this bread, remember me." And then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks and blessed it, he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me. And be thankful." The gifts of God for the people of God, we receive this gift with gladness in our hearts and power in our spirits. This is not a Methodist table. It's not my table. It's God's table. And whoever you are, wherever you are on your journey, you are welcome. You don't have to be a member of the church. That doesn't matter. Because you're a member of God's family. And you will come and kneel as you feel called to do so. First, we will receive the choir. And then the ushers will guide you to come to partake in the meal of Christ. Thank you.
If you would please stand and look to the screen behind me, we will sing Glorify Thy Name.
Rest on you, not just abide in you, but move you and empower you and send you into this world that God created and loves. Go in peace. Amen.
God bless you. And as you go this week and every week, know that the Holy Spirit is here to give you the idea.